Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning. This is Breakfast Business with myself, Jonathan Heath, standing in for Joe Lynam. It is Thursday, the 7th of March. Coming up, we're going to speak to Škoda, who've partnered with one of Ireland's leading fuel suppliers to advocate using hydro-treated vegetable oil. You may not have heard of it, but it could be the ultimate replacement for diesel. And we'll also talk about record-breaking investment by venture capital firms in Irish women founders in 2023. We'll speak to Enterprise Ireland about that. But we begin, as always, with a quick glance at the business pages this morning. Drones. Everyone's talking about drones. Drones seem to be the way forward, whether you're getting a drone taxi or you're getting your dinner delivered by drone. And it's great to see Irish companies are leading the way. And one of those companies is Manna, Bobby Healy's company. And in the Indo today, Adrian Weckler is writing that Manna Drone Delivery is planning a commercial dispatch service that can cover more than 1 million Dublin homes by the end of this year. Bobby Healy said that the service, which typically delivers small items such as your coffee and your fast food and your medicine, if you get the pharmacist to get involved, is also in trials with the US retail giant Walmart as it targets expansion in the US market. He said the company will soon be ready to take on hundreds of millions in investment ahead of a hoped for public flotation. They've had it in Balbriggan for years at this point, and it's become second nature to them to have these little things whizzing around in the sky. But fair play to Manna and fair play to Bobby. We are talking about Marks and Spencer's as well this morning. Always seems to be on the cusp of a crisis. Now, they have turned things around significantly when it comes to their clothing. They're a little bit up and down when it comes to their food, and they've made some changes in their plan for their stores in Ireland. But they have a vacancy because Kate Bickerstaff, who was the joint chief executive, they needed two, God love them, the joint chief executive is set to leave the company later this year after only 2 years in the job. Her departure will leave the high street retailer, according to the Times, the London Times that is, under the sole leadership of Stuart Macken, who had been driving a turnaround in the struggling clothing and home business. Bickerstaff is leaving to focus on a portfolio career. And who wouldn't? Sky News reported that. She has lined up a non-executive director position with Kingfisher. They own B&Q and they've been struggling to revive their sales as a downturn in the housing market has exacerbated previous strategic missteps, which means they had two chief executives and lo and behold, they're left with the one who seemed to have been doing the best. And one more thing, things to keep an eye on today. We're going to have results out from PTSB in about half an hour. We'll bring those to you on our bulletins later on. Results from ESB Group are due this morning. And we are keeping a close eye on the European Central Bank because they are meeting, but according to Cancel in the Irish Times, they're not expected to change rates at their meeting today. But they are going to acknowledge that inflation is on a lower path. What that will mean is they're going to open the way for rate cuts later in the year. The big question, of course, is when? Is it going to be in the summer or indeed in the autumn? Markets expect Frankfurt to implement a sequence of rate cuts in the second half of 2024, but to proceed with cautious quarter point reductions until the data firmly indicates that inflation is returning to the bank's target of 2%. So don't expect your mortgage repayments to come down anytime soon.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.